Hello everyone, welcome to New Sex Tour Review, and today's product is the 6-in-1 LCD Digital Touch Display Automatic Masturbator from Sohemi. So this is a very unique design. So let me just kind of like show you all the different features. So here's the front panel. It has three buttons, a power button. This is the thrust button with the up and down arrow. There's a, it looks like a W, but it's a vibration button. And then there's an LCD display. And this little viewing window is held on with magnets. So it comes on and off pretty easily, as long as you get a decent grip on it. It has like a little lip right here. So you just put this in and just let it fall, and the magnets will grip it. So it's held on with magnets, which makes taking it apart, because, well, spoiler alert, you have to unclip the insert from the toy to take it out to clean it. Cleanup is a little bit of a bitch. We'll get to that later. But at least this window is easy to take on and off because it's held on with magnets. This switch right here is, this puts it into like its full power mode. So I've heard this be called climax mode, you know, whatever. I don't know why it's on the side like this. I don't know why it's like a switch, but you know, you have different features. You can make it thrust or vibrate at different, you know, patterns. But if you just wanted like full power, you just use a switch, like a light switch. And there you go, full power. On the back, you have this chamber, which doesn't do anything. I mean, it gives you something to hold on to, but it's very odd. My guess is, you know, they just had extra electronics and, you know, possibly machine parts, and they needed somewhere to put it. So rather than make the entire toy thicker, they just added this weird kind of exhaust looking port thing. And it's where stuff happens, I guess. But you're not going to be interacting with this except for maybe using it to hold on to. But you could hold, I mean, you could hold on to it by anywhere, really. This is, I guess this might be slightly easier to hold on to. But that's about it. And it says SpaceX. So it's you're having sex with outer space, or you're having sex in space, but you know, I don't know. This is the charge port. It uses a USB-C. So again, this is the kind of cord that my phone uses, and the cords are like $20. So I always appreciate getting a free one. So you can see there's an LCD display, which is really cool. So let's turn it on. All right, so power, and then we'll turn on the thrust. So you can see it, you can see the inside of it go, and you can see it has a number 1, and it says slide, and it has a battery gauge. So really cool stuff. Most of them maybe have a light. This one has a full-on LCD. So this is number 2, so it's a little bit faster. 3. So once you get past 3, so it's like low, medium, high. Starting at 4, it's more of a pattern. Yeah, these are just like little patterns, and then 6, I think, is the last one. All right, and then, oh, I guess we got 7. It says it's the 6-in-1. But we got it. We got 8. What's going on here? Okay, so it's 8. All right. And then there's the, you can turn on the vibration. Or can you? There we go. See how, and it went to shake. And you can, you know, change the shake to different settings. So once you get to 4, it starts doing patterns as you'd expect. And how many settings they got? 9, 10? So there's 10 vibration settings, and there's 8 thrust settings. All right, that's pretty cool, right? Actually, you know what? I didn't do the full power mode. So let's just turn on full power. So as you can see, slide and shake are set to 3. So this is full power. The vibration's going full power. The thrusting is going full power. I'll just set this down and we can see it kind of do its thing. You can see it's kind of crawling. It's going. So anyway, all right, see how easy that was? Okay, so here's the issue. Well, this is the insert, the opening for the insert. It's just a generic hole. So you can pretend it's whatever hole you're into. Here's the issue, clean up. Okay. So, first thing to do is you have to unclip this thing here. So you pull this, and then you can take this part off. All right, or push it in. Then what you got to do is you have to push the insert through this hole. Okay, that's step two. Then what you got to do is you got to take the bullet vibrators out of these pockets. And then, and only then, once you do all of that, can you take this insert and clean it off. You know, clean it off in the sink and whatever. So here's the issue. Now, this is my problem with all these toys. So you can see right here, this is where the band connects. So this is the part that moves. And what's happening is this lip is stationary, and this part is going up and down, and this part essentially is smushing on your dick. So this part is thrusting, this part is stationary, this part is just smushing. So you're getting like this type of action. You're getting like a smush. And the problem, and as I've explained this before, so I'll just use my fingers, or I'll use one finger to demonstrate. So let's just say this is my penis. Okay, I put my penis in the toy. So this part is smushing, this part is thrusting, but only if my penis goes all the way to the insert, only this much of my penis is actually getting stimulated from the thrusting. This part of my penis is getting some smushing, but the smushing doesn't really do anything because you're just getting this. Like, so here's the smush. That's all you're getting. You're getting this weird, it doesn't feel like sex. The thrusting feels like sex, but the smushing, it just doesn't do it for me. And then, of course, the part with the lip, that's completely stationary. You're not feeling anything. So, I mean, again, look, your dick's bigger than a finger, but I'm just saying, even if you have a dick that fills this whole insert up, like you're just filling this whole thing up with your giant donkey dick, even if that's the case, this part of your penis isn't getting really any stimulation. This part is. So this part of your dick is getting stimulation, but this part isn't. And if you have a smaller dick that isn't filling up this whole insert, the proportion of the toy which is stimulating you and not stimulating you gets worse. So this is my problem with these smush toys. I understand why they do this, because I've seen toys where the cage thrusts freely and the lip is a separate piece, but then you have a gap. And the problem is with the gap is fluids can get out from the gap and get into the toy and break the toy. So by having it all one piece, it's somewhat easier to clean, and fluids don't escape and get into the toy and break the toy. So I can appreciate why they do this, but the smush factor just doesn't do it for me. I will say this is one of the better ones. I've reviewed several toys that have a kind of a smush type of a mechanism, and this one felt the best because it has two bullet vibrators. A lot of them only have one. And then this kind of hard plastic clip makes the thrusting more powerful. However, this is a giant pain in the ass to put back together. Because now I'm not going to take the bullet vibrators out because they're a really pain in the ass to get back in, especially with gloves on. But yeah, you just take the bullet vibrators out, clean the insert, turn it inside out in the sink, all that good stuff. Then when you're ready to put it back together, you put the bullet vibrators back into the little contain, you know, the little, I don't know, pockets. All right, then you put this back in. Then you have to feed the lip through this hole because it has to go out the other side. All right, so now the insert's on the other side. All right, and then and only then can you shut this clip. Okay, and then you put this window cover back on, and there you go. So the window cover has the magnets, which makes it easy to take on and off. The clip's easy. The problem is the bullet vibrators have to be put in manually. They don't just like clip in. And then you have to feed the insert through the hole to get the lip on the outer side. This is a pretty thick lip. I mean, it kind of has to be. I get why it is. But again, this entire part. So again, just using my penis as an example. So I put my penis in this toy. The part of my penis touching the white isn't getting any stimulation. Only the part that goes into the red is actually getting any stimulation. So depending on how long you are, you know, you may be only be getting half the experience because this part right here isn't getting any stimulation. And that's just a product of the nature of the mechanism. So as far as smush toys go, this is definitely one of the better ones. I do appreciate the LCD screen. Let me just show you that again. So I really appreciate that. You know, it tells you what setting you're on. You know, it tells you what, you know, where you're sliding, or whether you're shaking, and you can see like what setting you're on. That's really cool. I like how it has the LCD screen. I like this. I even like this little switch. If you want to go like full on, it's just a flip of a switch. That's really cool. Let me turn this off. I said turn it off. Oh my goodness. Turn off. For some reason, it's not turning off. Can I turn it off? I don't know why it's not turning off. There we go. I guess that's another problem. So it uses a flat kind of touchscreen controls as opposed to mechanical buttons. And it might just be the gloves, frankly, but it just wasn't turning off right there. So that's another thing to keep in mind. So the design is really cool. It does look futuristic. It does look like something, you know, from space, possibly a video game, something from Quake or Doom or something, some type of ammo pickup. I don't know. Those are always fun. It's the smush type of toy. I'm just not a big fan in those style toys. I understand why they do make them that way. I think they're better if the thrusting happens. In fact, I think the best toys is when the entire thing thrusts. Even if it comes out of the toy, if the whole thing thrusts, you're getting full penis stimulation. When only this part thrusts, and this is a separate piece, at least you can get it through the lip into the part. But the smush, it takes away part of it. Anyway, you've heard me talk about that. Okay, here's the thing. So what do you get when you buy this? You get the toy. It also comes with a free little bottle of lube from Sohemi. So it's not like a full bottle, but you know, it's got 0.7 fluid ounces, which is cool, and it's free. And the Sohemi lube is basically Astroglide, which is always fun. And then you get a USB-C cord, which is cool, because you can use those with all kinds of electronic devices. Let's talk about price. So according to the website, this retails at $140, which I think is overpriced. However, it's on sale for $79.99, i.e. $80. Is this worth $80? I would say yes. This is definitely a $75 to $100 toy, because you look at all of what it does. It has the thrusting, the vibration. It has all the different mechanisms and switches. It has magnets. You know, like, this is a high-end toy, so I would say that $75 to $100 is fair. So $80, I think, is a fair price for this. I wouldn't pay $140 for this. I think for once you get above $100, I think they have better toys. But for a $75 to $100 toy, that range, this is a good toy. But be aware, just if you're into the whole smush, if you're into smush toys, this is honestly the best smush toy I've tried. So if you're into smush toys, check this one out. If you're not into smush toys, if you like ones that thrust and you get more penis contact, this may not be the toy for you. I do have a coupon code, so it's already supposedly on sale for $79.99, but I do have a coupon code that I think will save you 15%. It's like $10 or 15%, I can't remember which one. But it's a coupon code, it'll save you some money on top of the sale price. So you add some extra savings, and it's a good toy. Just be aware of what you're getting, be aware of the shortcomings. The good news about my coupon code is good for the whole site. So if you're not interested in smush toys like this, you could check out their other toys. My coupon code will still save you money regardless of whatever toy you pick out. So anyway, recommended based on the price range if you're into this style toy. Otherwise, not recommended. So that's it. Thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.